First of all, the reason that any mention was made in our financial statements of our possible 500-store placement by that home improvement retailer this coming spring, that arises from the question and answer format of the filings. You have to remember that's determined by OTC Markets. The company, Winning Brands, does not draft the questions that appear in the report filings. Those questions are set out by the Quotation Bureau pink sheets. So the question in the financial statements that I answered specifically asks for any known trends or events that are reasonably expected to have a material impact on sales or revenue. So my reference to the possible spring launch is made within the context of that question. Now, the reason that the possible rollout is worth mentioning is that the people with the authority to make such a decision in the retailer's management team, i.e. the ones who actually make the decision, not just the authority to, but actually do, they told me and my colleagues face-to-face at their headquarters within the fiscal quarter that's being reported, by the way. This is not something that happened, you know, a year ago. It happened within the fiscal quarter. That they are committed to do so in the spring. And committed is the word that they used. So there were other people present, and the meeting was a planning session, so there is little room for misunderstanding around the word commitment. In fact, it would be fair to say that there was some enthusiasm on the other side for this, and there has been no backpedaling since then. So what makes this possibility more encouraging to us than previous openings, quote-unquote, is that next steps have never been so explicit before. Also, the product itself, 1,000 Plus Stain Remover, is better known by the retailer and amongst the retailer's customers, even if in small numbers. So the goodwill toward 1,000 Plus by those customers is genuine. We don't control what the customers tell store personnel, what reports move up the system to headquarters, etc. So also, by the way, we've performed well as a vendor, technically, by being competent in all the administrative and operational aspects of the relationship. Bear in mind, there's a lot involved, regardless of the volume of the business. Even sending us a single bottle, a case of bottles, a few cases of bottles to one or other destination or to consumers directly, however we are interacting with the retailer, you need a minimum level of professional infrastructure to be a credible operational partner to a giant like that. And that's what we've been building internally. Part of the investment we have been making in personnel is the creation of what is sometimes called institutional memory. It's just people in an organization knowing how to do these kinds of things. So I really don't want to say much more in detail about the possible rollout at this point as a courtesy to that party. But in general terms, if it happens, then it can be very good for Winning Brands because it would provide evidence to people with an interest in the company that we really might be hitting some sort of stride in the U.S. market for 1,000 Plus. And if that happens, then the impact on revenue could be a material fact because stores of this type are large. They see many customers and they're at the top tier of their category, you know, within the entire sector. So the impact of the endorsement, really, that's represented by becoming part of this retail setting, you know, with this potential partners, is difficult to predict the impact, but it could be pretty significant. I mean, having activated commercial relationship with such a partner, you know, one of the best companies in the world in its category in the USA, it has real meaning for an aspiring brand. It contributes to momentum. And it's easy to see that Winning Brands needs a lift. We all know that. It's natural that doubt exists about a person or a company if they haven't reached their goals yet. But we all know also that success has a way of reinforcing itself. More people will feel comfortable with us, with the product, with our future, etc., if such a breakthrough happens at last. There are a lot of ifs in discussing the matter. I've made the possibility known within the context of an official filing wherein the question is asked, but I'm not going overboard before it's activated. What it all boils down to is that it feels to us like it's the real thing, but I have to stress, the ifs are there, and I have to refrain from getting into too much detail that might end up being altered during implementation. So thanks for your question.